Welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm your host, Amber May, and I'm so thankful that you joined me today on the Amber May Show. I'd love you to visit my website, ambermayshow.com, theambermayshow.com, and please go ahead and fill out my survey form. I would really appreciate it. That helps me out quite a bit. And this month is Station Evaluation Month. And along with that is wherever you hear this program, whether it's on your podcast or website or whatever, I need to know that you're listening because we're determining where we're going to be broadcasting the show out of. So it's very important that you write me today. Don't delay, write me today. Write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. So write today. Tell me the station ID, the call letters of the station, or the website, or the podcast, whatever it is, because we will not be partnering with them if we don't hear from you. So please write us today. Also, I really could appreciate and any help that you have towards donating to the ministry, to the program, so we can expand the program. And that would be very helpful. There's a way to donate right on the website at theambermayshow.com. There's a way you can donate. If you want to write a check, make it payable to Reunion Community Church. That's Reunion Community Church. And on the corner on the memo page, go ahead and write the Amber May Show so they know to direct the funds there. My church has partnered with me, so it gives you a chance to write off this on your taxes. And you can make those checks payable to Reunion Community Church, P.O. Box 83116, Phoenix, Arizona, 85071. P.O. Box 83116, Phoenix, Arizona, 85071. Or there's a link on my website and you can pay with PayPal. Thank you so much for partnering with me and helping me out so much. I really appreciate it. Well, it wasn't too long ago that we had an election, and some people are thrilled and others not so much. And for those that might be discouraged, I want to give this out to you. God's still in control. And sometimes we wonder where God is in all this. How come he chose this leader if we don't like him or her? And the best way I can describe it is like this. One person or a couple people cannot change the direction this country is headed in. As much as we want to think our government is the one who could change the direction, it's not so. The problem is we have a moral and ethical issue in this country, and it's tearing us apart. It's destroying us, because sin does that. Sin destroys us. Sin never brings life. Sin always brings destruction. And we've been doing whatever is right in our own eyes. And until we correct that, it doesn't matter who's in office. Things aren't going to get better. Things aren't going to change. Romans 13:13 says, every person is to be in subjection to their governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Some are asking, why did God choose these people to run this country? Well, if we go back to Bible, there are examples when God's people began doing what was right in their own eyes and disregarded what God's word said. Sin crept into their lives. It separated them from a relationship with God. God created us to have a relationship with him, and all he wants for us is good and not evil. He wants us to be healthy and to prosper. He wants us to live in freedom. We find this in the Old Testament for sure, especially under 1 Samuel, when the Israelites said, we want a king, and God's like, I am your king. He's like, no, we want a king. And he's like, you don't know what you're asking for. He's going to rule over you. He's going to take your sons and daughters. He's going to take your land. He's going to take your money. Basically, He was trying to tell him, you have freedom under me. But if you want a king, you're going to be, your freedoms will be taken away. God gives us freedom. Our founding fathers realized that in the Constitution and in the Declaration of Independence. It's God who gives us freedom. It's not man. If you want to look at how man does it, look at our country today compared to what it was started 200 years ago. We have so many regulations and a huge government. This was supposed to be government by the people, for the people. And it's kind of changed for government will make you do things. You know, we only have as much freedom right now as our government allows us. And the government big enough to give us what we want or what we need is big enough to take everything we have. But if we live in a right relationship with God, we would have freedom. When sin creeps in, it takes away all of that from us because sin destroys whatever is in its path. God allows us to suffer the consequences of sin because we choose to live in it. We choose to separate ourselves from our relationship with God. If we love him, we begin to realize our error and begin turning back to him. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. Once we begin following the path God set for us, then we get all those blessings back. Perhaps we've chosen sin over relationship with God. We have suffered economically for some time now. Many do not feel safe and secure in this country. Many of us feel on alert that at any moment terrorists could attack. We know there's sleeper cells here in the U.S. So we're uncertain. The borders are wide open. We don't feel safe. Some feel like there's civil uncertainty and wonder if we will have a civil war. If you read Daniel chapter 10, you will find that there are spirits that bring destruction to whatever country chooses to step away from the protection of God. Keyword is chose. Chose to step away from the protection of God. I really feel that the spirit of sexual immorality is plaguing our country. We have so many pastors that suffer from pornography. We are the number one distributor of porn to the entire world. Pornography prevents the way we think about sex. God set up sexual union to bond families together. He said in the very beginning, when the first marriage took place, that a man must leave his father and mother and cling unto his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Becoming one flesh happens when a man and a wife become pregnant with a child. Sex bonds a woman to a man. There's a chemical that gets released in a female, and that creates a special bond to her husband. And the same thing happens when a woman nurses her child. It's creating one unit, one flesh. It's a beautiful thing when it's done in the parameters that God set. Marriage protects women and children from poverty. Many stats show that when a woman has a child outside of marriage and becomes a single mother, she has a higher chance of facing poverty. Being in a marriage relationship protects babies from abortion. God loves creating babies. He says, I knit you together in your mother's womb. We talked about that last week. He has so much joy designing how you will look, what talents you will have, etc. We choose to end life that God loves so much. Several couples choose to live outside of God's design for relationships when they choose to live together. It is an option and it is a way to live, but it isn't God's best for you. Again, we choose if we want to have a relationship with God. We choose if we want God's best. Stats have shown couples who lived together prior to marriage have a higher rate of divorce than those who waited until marriage. Homosexual relationships is a relationship you can choose to be in. Contrary to mainstream media, nobody is born gay. There is nothing stopping anyone from living that lifestyle. It isn't God's best for you, but it's one way to live. We have all heard of the book, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. Men and women have different thought processes. Men are stronger than women. Men usually think more logically than women. Women are more emotional and make decisions based on emotions. But when you put the two together, you create a situation where you make the best decisions. God said it isn't good for man to be alone. So he created a woman to be a suitable helper for him. the best helper you can have is when you are in a heterosexual relationship. And again, you don't have to choose that way, and no one will stop you. I also think about men and how most men are really bad about going to the doctor, and it takes their wives to make doctor's appointments or nag them to finally they'll go and take care of themselves. And the same can be said for women. I know I feel so much safer and so much more protected knowing I have a strong husband who, if there was an intruder that broke into my home, he would put his life on the line to protect me so I could have a chance to get out. It's a beautiful relationship, and I thank God that he created something like that. I'm going to challenge you. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, it's time that we all Christians get on our knees and start praying that this spirit of sexual immorality will be destroyed and not plague our nation anymore. I want you to start lifting up pastors in general and break that pornography addiction that's over their lives. You know why the pulpit doesn't preach about sexual morality? Because the pulpit's the one dealing with sexual immorality. And I know something that the Bible says: we are more than conquerors. And God can restore us. Because some of the men in the Bible did things that were sexually immoral. And God still used them. So let's lift up our pastors in prayer. Let's break the spirit of sexual immorality that's destroying the country. Because sexual immorality affects everything in our life. There's nothing that sexual immorality doesn't touch and destroy. Nothing. I think that's a stepping stone. I think there's a lot more to be done, but at least it's a starter. Would you join with me? Would you pray every day that the Lord breaks the spirit of sexual immorality that's destroying our nation? I hope you will. Charles Carroll, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. Therefore, who are we decreeing that Christian religion whose morality is so sublime and pure, which ensures the good eternal happiness and undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free government?" If you are willing to stand with me and pray over this nation and help me destroy the spirit of sexual immorality, would you please write me today? Remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.